nuclear disarmament, nuclear non-proliferation, and the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. However, that bargain has been undermined by the slow progress in the reduction of strategic and non-strategic nuclear weapons, the lack of transparency and accountability in disarmament, the high alert status of nuclear weapons, and the continuing pursuit of nuclear programs by a selected group of countries, alongside the insistence of some to remain outside the NPT altogether. The total elimination of nuclear weapons must remain among the chief priorities in the international agenda. It is imperative that the nuclear weapon states fully and effectively implement their nuclear disarmament obligations and commitments, as well as report on concrete steps undertaken towards the elimination of their nuclear arsenals. We should not allow a third consecutive review conference to conclude without a substantive outcome. This preparatory process afford us an opportunity to reflect on and together revive and strengthen the integrity and credibility of this treaty. Our commitment to the treaty must be demonstrated through balanced progress across its three mutually reinforcing pillars. Mr. Chair, the very existence of nuclear weapons is incompatible with basic tenets of humanity. The 1996 advisory opinion of the International Court of Justice on the legality of the threat or use of nuclear weapons clearly stipulates that states have a legal obligation to pursue in good faith and conclude negotiations leading to nuclear disarmament in all its aspects under strict and effective international control. The nuclear weapon states have a special responsibility to take the lead in this regard. The end of reliance on nuclear deterrence and the total elimination of nuclear weapons must be pursued as a matter of priority. The Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons is a landmark instrument signifying political will to advance steadily towards a world free of nuclear weapons. This treaty is fully compatible and with complementary to the NPT and other elements of the global disarmament architecture. Malaysia looks forward to the third meeting of states parties to the TPNW to be held next year. The provisions of negative security assurances by the nuclear weapon states to the non-nuclear weapon states in the established nuclear weapons free zones, including in our own region of Southeast Asia, is imperative. Malaysia looks forward to engage all the nuclear weapon states, including those with reservations, and intensify efforts of all parties to resolve all outstanding issues in accordance with the objectives and principles of the Schoenfels Treaty. Malaysia also reaffirms its support for efforts to establish a zone free of weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East. Malaysia is gravely concerned over the situation in the Korean Peninsula. We condemn the increase in the DPRK's launching of missiles in recent years. We urge all parties involved to resume dialogue to achieve the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Malaysia also reaffirms its support for the restoration and full implementation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. We urge the relevant parties to engage in dialogue and diplomacy towards this end. Malaysia recognizes the International Atomic Energy Agency as the sole competent authority responsible for verification of the fulfillment of the safeguards obligations of NPT states parties. The IAEA safeguard system plays a critical role in nuclear non-proliferation, ensuring that nuclear energy is utilized exclusively for peaceful purposes. Mr. Chair, we must never relent in our concerted efforts to achieve nuclear disarmament. My delegation looks forward to constructive deliberations during this session and is ready to work together towards realizing the NPT's full promise of a world free of nuclear weapons. I thank you.